from the Himalayas, is it not? Yes. The most human of climbing monkeys.
He was injecting himself with ape serum?
Lowenstein is already known and condemned by his profession for his ruthless search for the secret of rejuvenescence, for the elixir of life.
His strength, his agility.
New use, new virility. And, of course, the dog must have sensed the change in him before anyone else. His smell.
Alice. Dear God, Alice.
Holmes, even Lowenstein won't resist you. We'll write to him, yes? Even go there. Go to Prague. Confront him with his criminal responsibility for this obscenity.
Yes, yes, we can stop Lowenstein, but others will follow. Others may find a better way. The sensual, the material, the worldly. They'll prolong their worthless lives. There's more of the spirit will resist the temptation. So who will survive? What sort of cesspool might our world become?
So, you think you understand, Mr. Philosopher Holmes?
Professor, how can you... Professor, you should not be moving.
Be still, Doctor. My elixir is more powerful than any common sawbones can know. More potent than your morphia.
You must go back to bed.
And you, Holmes, you lecture me about when my work should be done, when my life should be over.
I do not lecture. I merely observe with horror.
Horror? The meddling detective, the grubby snoop, is horrified? How could you understand my horror? That I should wither before my work. My life is fulfilled. How can you understand my need?
Ah! Professor! Let me!
Dear God!
Strange to hear that name from one who'd flout nature's law.
What? Oh, I'm not down here to pray, Holmes. My legs gave way. They just gave way.
Look at yourself. Listen to yourself. Is this the man of renewed youth who awaited the altar for Miss Alice Morphy? And don't you think a wife, even one as innocent as she, will sense that you stand there with blood in your veins? That's an affront to nature. Blood that flows from a monstrous experiment that's already brought you like an animal to your daughter's window in the middle of the night. That's aroused disgust and fear in your family, your friends, even your own dog. Watson.
Yes, Holmes.
There's an early train to town. But I think we have time to return to the Checkers first for a refreshing cup of tea.
What's to become of me?
Ah, you have a loyal servant in Mr. Bennett here, and I think still a devoted friend.
Of course.
God bless you, Bennett.
He and your daughter will see you through what will no doubt be a long and painful convalescence, and perhaps, you'll have a wife to guide you with proper discipline to a full recovery. Now, Watson, the Checkers and that tea.
In The Creeping Man, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Robin Ellis as Professor Presbury. Edith Presbury was played by Deborah Berlin, Alice Murphy by Annabel Mullion, and Jack Bennett by Oliver Senton. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Creeping Man was dramatized for radio by Robert Forrest and directed by Patrick Rayner.